deserve all the glory. Father, I just thank you for the sweet spring rain upon every heart today. May you just let that downpour soak into every spirit, soak into the deep places, the dry places. Just take a big drink in of his refreshment for you today. Father, would you unlock the deep places of our hearts? Would you unlock the deep wells and the things we've been carrying, the heaviness? Father, just lift off. I would just welcome that refreshing rain to soak into the core of every heart, just renewing, restoring, making whole, bringing hope again. Father, just blow upon every heart. Just let the rain of his spirit, just his goodness, just drink in his great delight for you. Yes. Lord. Yes, Lord. It's good to see you all. Thank you, Jackie Horn and Ensemble. We missed you, Jackie Horn.
Good.
And Lindsay and Kathy, welcome home. And Lindsay says, I'm visiting. I said, well, you can enjoy the benefits.
Thank you. Could you just
hot water on top? Okay. It's good to see Barry back. Keep praying for his mum, who's really still not well. He's been in New Zealand with her. And, we missed you, Barry. Let me say, Barry, last week we didn't have words and everyone missed you. We love you, Barry. You do a great job. We had to quickly change transition songs to songs that everyone knew. Yes. All right. I love you, Father. Welcome, everyone that's visiting. We haven't seen for a little while, Louisa and... Shanti and a few more, your family guys, Cole. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to share with you a little bit today. I got some stories to tell because in our house we like stories. And I'm happy that I've got the microphone, which means it's my version of the stories. So, everyone else? Just so we don't... Oh, don't forget, maybe you don't know. Mama Shampa, everyone remember Mama Shampa? She is coming very soon. Just let me find my calendar. Chink, chink. Oops. February. She is coming in February, a Thursday and a Friday, 22nd and 23rd. So log that in. Well, I will be here. Woohoo. Yay. So just log that in. That's very special. Invite your friends. She is a real mama from Iris Ministries in India, and she's the little teapot that just pours out the Father's love. Why don't you just open up your heart to the Father? Daddy, we just thank you for today. I just thank you for every heart and every family and right where every person is at today. Father, just ask that you would bypass our worries and our cares and that you would minister to the core of our hearts, Father. You'd open up the deep places afresh. Just welcome the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation to unlock our hearts, that you would take us deeper, Daddy, on a journey of intimate heart connection with one another and with you. Amen. Well, I've got lots of things to talk about, but last year I spoke a lot, or I prayed a lot. If you remember the verses that are written on the little kids' room in there, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers, and to me, turning our hearts to the Father. And I just felt like I carried an intercession and a cry for that, for us and as a people and as our nation. I just feel like we really were crying that out over last year and calling forth a shift and a turning of the hearts. And over the New Year's time, we were away and doing different things, and we just kept praying, and I just felt so strongly in my heart as we were praying about the new year and what the Lord was doing. He just kept saying marriages, family and children, that he's highlighting marriages, family and children. And I just started to ponder. It was just three words. It wasn't elaborated. It was just marriages, family and children. And I started to become aware and realize what we've been crying out for, all those verses in there. We've been interceding this whole last year for what the Father wants to release and bring through this year. So I started to get an excitement in my spirit of what he's doing and what he's calling forth. And so I just started praying, well, Father, just open our eyes to what you're doing. Let us see, let us hear, let us catch and step into, because I feel like there's such a shift in our hearts of it's all about the intimate connection. It's all about the deep heart connection, and that affects marriages, families, children. It affects our relationship with God, our Father, with our beloved. And there's a whole new level of intimacy he's bringing us into as individuals and as a people to be able to step into this realm of release and breakthrough. Yes, I'm so excited. I've been feeling this stirring in my heart. I feel like for the last 2 years, myself personally, I've gone through a huge journey of deep heart healing, of in intimacy and of brokenness, where when I was little, it just came out of abuse from when I was really tiny that I wasn't aware of. And over the last 2 years, I've journeyed such a journey of great healing in my spirit. And what I feel like the Father is releasing is the healing of intimate heart connection. And we can go through life and in families, in marriages, with one another, in friendships, we can go through life and miss deep heart connection, be knowing for who we are, being seen for who we are. And mostly we don't want to be seen or known for who we are. We're okay to be seen and known for the exterior, but often a lot of fear comes up to be known for and to be seen just for who we really are. So I felt like the Father's been journeying me through a huge amounts of healing and restoration, and I feel like I've come to a beautiful place in that. And it was like what he's bringing me into now is a beautiful place on the intimate journey of expressing and being seen for who I am and seeing others for who they are. So I feel like that's just like a little, it's all woven in, it's all this snapshot. So we're praying for marriages and family and children. And Charles and I were just sitting there one day in the beginning of the year, and we just heard about this Lamb course, which is Love After Marriage. We just heard about it and just started praying, and it just dropped in both of our hearts at the same time. We need to invest in marriage. And any of you good investors out there know that investing has a what? Oh, it has a return. Very good. But to initially invest, you have to, it has a cost. I'm like, oh, we have to, he said, yeah, we get the return from the cost. So He said, invest in marriage. And I just took that. He's been saying lots of just little words to me like that. So I took that invest. But then I was thinking about it. And invest is really laying something out there. It's paying the cost, paying the price. So I've just been praying, Lord, what is that? And He's calling us to call forth, to actively engage, actively call forth the beautiful places in marriage. And I know a lot have journeyed through some really painful places over the years, over the recent years. And we as a people have an anointing and a calling for restoration in marriage. We have an anointing upon this home to see marriages healed, restored, fiery, full of love, and carrying that redemption to the nation. That's what we carry. And sometimes when you're walking through the painful place in it, you can't see that, or it feels like there's no hope in that. And we need to be reminded of what the Father's called us for. And so I felt like this year he's saying, invest in it. So we just heard about this love after marriage and dropped in our hearts, and we're like, we should go and we should just take people. Now, of course, that's a huge financial investment, which, you know, hey, let's just decide and let that worry later. But apart from the financial, it's a huge vulnerable investment of your heart to lay out there. And it's a huge time investment, work, all this sort of stuff. And then the thoughts come, well, we could just run something here or do a week by week, or, you know, there's all different ways we can do it. But we just felt like God had asked us to take a big step, invest as a people, put it out for whoever could come, to come with us. And we just, I feel like what the Father is going to deposit in our spirits will flow over and roll over in us as a people, and we'll do a lot more stuff from there. But the name of the ministry for Love After Marriage, you'll be thrilled to know, is called Nothing Hidden. I love it. I am excited because it just is that whole intimate journey, heart journey that we are all on, of being who we are, being free to be who we are, and letting the walls down, being seen for who we are, others to see us, because who knows that all shame just disappears when there's nothing to hide. Like, it just goes. There's no fear. There's no condemnation. You can be free to be you and grow and leave the past and step into who you are. So that's where we started there. So marriage, family, and children. So we just felt to start, just let's hit it hard. And we've actually got 6 couples coming with us in February to Reading for this 1 week, which to me, when we put it out there to everyone, I was like, "This, it's just a crazy idea, really. It really is a crazy idea, but you know what? Let's just put it out there." And 6 couples, we're going 6 couples together, and I think that is just amazing in itself. Yes, there's room for more. What's the date? The date is, no, today's date, 28th. So officially registration's over there, closed on the 4th of February. I did feel to say today, I feel in my spirit, there might be another couple that, you know, might just have been holding off and feel they're supposed to be with us. So let me put that out there. Now, if you're thinking, I'm not married and I'm just going to, this doesn't affect me, and this is frustrating me or making me want to cry or yell, or I'm getting angry right now with all this talk, can you hold on for a few minutes before you do all of the above? Because I got something to share with you too. But you know what? When mum and dad, when marriage is healed and restored, it affects everyone. It transforms everything. So Whew. Okay, I said I was going to share stories. I just want to tell a few stories to, you know, and then I'll keep going. So our story with going away is we felt we're going to do it, and so that's awesome. So then at work, I work with 7 midwives, and you're only allowed to have one person away at a time. So this is a rostering thing. So I only allowed to have one person away, and that particular week we've got some long service leave, we've got unexpected sick leave, a few other things, and out of 7 midwives, there was only going to be 4 of us left. And if I went, that would leave 3 midwives to do the work of 7. Now, we all know that in the health system, you do not even think to tell someone you're going away in such a situation. That is like, I know, you don't do that. It's not right. Anyway, I just prayed about it and I was like, I just felt the Lord say, just put it out there. So I was like, okay, so we do a roster request and we have a 2-week roster, right, a cycle. So I'm hoping to go away for a week, which leaves a week left, and I only work 7 days in a fortnight. So in my head, I'm like, I can work that week and I can be away that week. So I put it on the roster. I told them I'm wanting to go to a marriage, marriage training seminar. And I really would love to go, no pressure, you know. Anyway, I submitted it. I just prayed and I was like, I felt like the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart a little yes, like you're going. And anyway, just submitted. Then they took ages and ages. Anyway, last Friday, I got a message back. Nick, I'm so sorry. We just can't approve that. You just can't. It's impossible. As you know, it's impossible. And so that was just before Friday night meeting. I had a little cry and I was like, Lord, I really felt like you said we could go. And then, as you know, it's impossible. So I just felt like he said, I just gave it all to him, just chose to trust him, say, okay, if we can't go, I will trust you that, of course, I will get every download while everyone's away because that's always my deal. I don't miss out. And I will trust you if we can't go. With all my heart, it's okay. So I replied to the girls from that place of trust, not from my and I just replied and I said, thank you so much. I know you worked really hard for me to go away. I know it's crazy. I know it's impossible, but I just put this little bit in there. My mind, I didn't say this bit, my mind works like, have you played Rummy King, the game with all the numbers? And you go, chom. You just do this. So mine's mind is like a puzzle. And when it comes to this sort of stuff, I'm like, of course it can work like that, you see? But there's not many people that do that. It's impossible. So I just said to them, I know it's impossible, but if you could give me the week off, I would be willing to do 7 days in a row triage 12-hour shifts. So I just said, I'll put that out there. That's my cost. My investment. I was just like, okay, Lord, you know. Anyway, and then I prayed and I said, Lord, if you want us to go, just help them to see like I can see. Just that would be easy. Let them see like I can see. So then this week I got a message from the girls. They rang up and they was like, so sorry, Nick, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm looking at the roster and I can see it. It was what I prayed. I said, let them see the way I can see, you know. And they said, I can see it. So, you know, it's okay. You can have I'm not even getting time off. Like, I'm actually working. It's not time off. It's just a roster. So they said they can see it. And I was like, well, that is a miracle. I was like, quickly print it. So I was like, wow, if the Lord can do that miracle, then he will definitely provide on the finances. Like, who knows? He's still got to provide more. But if he can give me that roster, that is a pure miracle. So, and then the next part, they gave me the roster. Remember I said I'd do 7 12-hour shifts in a row, triage on call. So they gave me the roster. They only gave me 4 big shifts. And then they gave me 3 night duty, which if you know me well, that's wonderful. It means I stay in bed. So I was like, I was like, Lord, you even gave me a little kiss. Like, even I could have been doing 7, like just living at the hospital basically, and you just gave me those days off. So that were just crazy, crazy little things. So we are actually going. I still can't believe we are going. I'm excited because I feel in my spirit what I was saying at the beginning, that journey of intimacy for myself. I feel like there's another whole realm and level for me of deeper place of me being able to Charles is getting excited. Of me being able to, I don't know, express and connect on more intimate levels, because I've been my whole life a journey of getting free to communicate. You probably think I talk a lot, but to really communicate my heart. So I feel like I'm so excited. There's this whole new realm there that I want to jump in, and I believe the Lord's bringing that there. So we're hoping, I've been talking to the guys over there, hopefully we can get them to come here later in the year as well and do the whole 5 days here as well. And they also have something called Single Life Workshop, and I'm like, yes. So hopefully we can bring them over for the marriage course here later in the year. We've still got to discuss that. And tag on Single Life Workshop as well. This is phenomenal because, if you're just hearing of this, it might all just sound like strange and routines and stuff. But these guys are carrying an anointing for heart restoration, for marriages, families, individuals. They're carrying a tangible anointing. I've just been watching. They have all these three-minute testimonies. I've just been watching them over and like lots and lots. They got heaps of them. And the anointing on this ministry is phenomenal, like I haven't seen for restoration in families, marriages, and individuals. So I just feel like for this time and this season, the Lord has just highlighted this and is releasing significant breakthrough. That's why we're all over it. He's just, people have been struggling for years and years, and then, you know, say the husband or the wife drags them to the course, you know, I've been dragged, I'm not here in my heart, I'm... Hands up, yeah. And they are being transformed. They're being shifted. Like they share their testimony at the end of the week. I was not here. I was made to come. And the testimonies are phenomenal. So I just feel like I'm like, yes, Lord, I'm just laying hold of all of that. And the single life workshops, if you watch some of those testimonies, wow, to be single and to live in the freedom of who you are in relationships, in having intimate heart connection with others, with families, with married couples, I just like, Lord, he's taking us, we've been on a journey of our hearts opening up to him as a father, but he's taking us on a journey as a people and connecting on being real, on being raw, so... Yes, so hopefully, I don't know, at the end of the year, I'm sure the Lord's favour's all over it. So, okay, so that's just the marriage bit. If you are like now so excited and feel like you're supposed to be with us, you come talk to me. Children, we've been calling forth the children, we've been prophesying over them. There is such a calling of the Lord, and in many cases we're seeing the opposite, or you know, your grandkids or whatever, and you're worried, your heart's breaking. But again, I believe that there's been an intercession upon us for the children, and he's going to start to release these things. So our house, you've probably been hearing, has had the biggest whirlwind of transition in the last week. As you know, school goes back, and so you prepare for school about maybe 2, maybe 4 days before school went back, I don't know. I don't even know how it happened, but all of a sudden we went to Scarborough to investigate the trade college down there for Benji. So we weren't planning all this sort of stuff. Do you mind if I tell some stories? They're good stories. I'll check before I tell them all. Okay, so this is a trade college for year 11 and 12. So this is for Benji. So we're going down there, we're checking it out, and it is like the coolest place. I wish it was there for me. I mean, it is the funnest. So we go there to check it out, and to get in, you do this whole application. Now, we're coming from about 18 months of homeschooling into a place where you've got to sit an exam in maths and English. And what's that other thing called where you think the way you think? Your exam on how you think, you know, how creative you are. We're not worried about that. We always go to the top on that one. But, you know, 18 months of homeschooling, that checks your security as a parent. Oh. So we roll up with this application form. Mind you, that day I made Benji run around and take pictures of everything he'd created, you know, as part of that homeschool application bit. So he rolls up. He wasn't prepared for this. I'm at the hospital. Charles texts me and says, pray, Benji's in the exam. Like, okay. Like, oh my goodness, this is like a totally unprepared exam. Oh my God, we're all praying. Anyway, exam on the spot. They say it takes an hour and a half, but I got a text way sooner than that. He'd finished. I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, he did good. I'm like, that's awesome, Benji. I mean, that's just a miracle. It's just, it is so good. It is like, wow. So we get Benji into this trade college. Can you imagine what they do? They do 2 days of like maths and English and business, and then they work as tradies where they go in their trade uniform. And so we drop Benji off on the first day. I'm checking out all these kids, and you look at these boys and you're like, okay. And you see what they're bringing? You know what they're bringing? A pencil and an esky. Okay. So I think we are in the right place. It's all about the food. Yeah. It's for real. They're just sitting there with their eskies. I'm like, oh my goodness. So for children and for kids, we've been calling forth destinies and promises. And now in our own family, we've gone through this whirlwind transition of Benji being dropped into the most amazing place for him, where he's thriving at the top of the class, of course. And the teacher's using him, Benji, please demonstrate this. Like, okay. And because Benji's got all these crazy power tools he uses here, which, you know, I think the teacher was like, oh, I don't think everyone can use them just yet. So Benji's just been dropped in this place of favour and food and which we have to supply, and more food. He needs an esky. No, he might need a little ute soon, yeah. So that was just a crazy whirlwind for Benji. So he'll go through, it starts his apprenticeship in construction and all that sort of stuff. So the Lord just plonked him in this place of favour, which was so unexpected. It just happened. So then, of course, now the girls are like, then they start talking, I think we're supposed to go back to school. I'm like, well, hey, I've been happy. I just, praise the Lord, sent in my next, you know, when you homeschool, you have to send in this full-blown document to the government that you write. Tony, you'd be proud of me. Like, I just did this thing. and I got approved. I got approved for homeschooling. Hallelujah. So I've just done all this thing and now they're talking about going to school. I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, so we started praying about that. That was very quick. And now we're like, ah, well, we have a school walking distance from us now. Just walking distance. So I'm praying and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? This just feels weird to everything, you know, we've been doing and saying. And then I remembered that all last year, not the whole year, a lot of the year, I've been walking around our community. And I walk up here and I go past the school and then I do a big loop up and come back around. And I just put my music on and I just pray. And I was just reminded of this as we started talking about school, that when I get past the school, spirit of intercession drops on me and I'm prophesying over the kids, the teachers, the headmaster for the light and the glory of the Lord to enter the school. I've been doing this all year and now we're talking about school and suddenly it dropped in my spirit. Ah, so we are the answer to my intercession, right. Okay, so we go up to the school like on Friday. School starts on Monday. And I filled in that application form, which was considerably less than every other application form I've ever done. It was the easiest enrollment process, except I had to read about 10 pages on bullying and sign that I'd read it. I'm there reading going, Lord, have we done the right thing? You know, 10 pages on bullying, like, So I've just on bullying prevention strategies. So I'm just praying. I just felt stillness in my spirit, just like, it's okay. So we get there, and then Monday they will come home from school, and Charles has got this cool questionnaire for the kids on, you know, to draw out awesome answers, not just it was good, yeah? So we're going through this, Gabby's out there. I'm sure she's happy with this story. This is a Gabby story. So it was something like, the question was, how do you feel, or did you impact someone in a good way, or something like that. So Gabby's like, yes, I did. We were in assembly and we're sitting there, and there's this little kid in front of me. Keep in mind, Gabby's in year 8 and the school starts at year 7, right? There's this little kid in front of me and there's these boys and they're bullying him. They're stealing his drink bottle. I was not happy. It was wrong. So I told those boys off. I said, what would your parents think? You should not be doing that. And you put that drink bottle back. And I'm like, I said, did you just think that or did you do it? No, of course I did it. And she said, and I grabbed the drink bottle from the boys and I shoved it in the kid's bag. And she said, at that moment, the kid turned around and my hand's in his bag. But I was like, are you like, and I suddenly realized like the bullying and all the thing that the school was really, you know, signed there. The Lord had kind of met. That is like that story was for me. Like, yeah, it's okay. The bullying is not a problem. We are very secure. So I just want to share these stories because I feel like there's such a transition, such a shifting. And, I mean, this is a big transition for us, this whole thing. And I was like, okay, Lord, I think we're secure. So I was just like, the Lord is into something. The intercession, I just really feel like we've been through a year of intercession. A lot of you carried things in your hearts for different people groups, different, like whether it's children, whether it's men or women, you've carried stuff in your spirit. And I feel like the Father is accelerating the transition and the shift so fast. Like within 4 days, everything in our house changed. Like, I'm like, whoa. So on Monday, they all went to school. And I'm walking around like a lost puppy dog going, I don't know what's just happened. Charles is like, are you okay? You know, look at me. I'm like, I don't know. I've got to do something now. The house is clean. Wow. The transition is shifting phenomenally. At the same time, my work is shifting. I am going from 7 midwives in a team where I'm on call. I do night duty, big 12-hour shifts for my other midwives ladies. We are transitioning to the best thing in the world for me and my ladies. We are transitioning where I'm only on call for my ladies. Can you imagine? I just go to my clinic, I see my ladies, and when they call me, when Mandy or when Nikita calls me, I go up to the hospital and then I go home. That's what I do. They're changing the whole... Can you believe that? It's what I've always wanted. And it's just like... And so that begins the beginning of March. I'm just like, the timing and the shifting is such an accelerated pace. They've been talking about doing this for about 4 years. And then they don't talk about it and all of a sudden it just happens like that. I'm just like, the Lord is doing things. I want to encourage you that if you feel like your prayers aren't being answered or if you feel in limbo, because I really don't know what else the rest of the year really has, but I just know that he said invest in marriages, family and children. Invest in it. And I feel like things are going to roll and things are going to open as we just step in, make the investments. So that's a little nutshell. That's a big nutshell. I'm excited in my spirit. I feel like I can't see it all. I I feel like there's a lot of what the Lord is doing that we can't see yet. We don't know what's going to happen. But if we hold on to the little whispers, that's the other thing I was going to say, is I feel like he's whispering to us, whispering. You know, when you're intimate with someone, you can whisper and they hear you, and that's enough. You don't have to yell at them, you know. Ah! A little whisper is enough. And I feel like he's whispering his secrets to our hearts. And through all these little stories, I felt like he just whispered a little thing. And I just held on to those whispers in what was impossible, in what was crazy. And he just made happen over and over and over again. And they're just little practical things. But I feel like in relationships, it's the same thing that you've been crying out for, you've been longing for, and it's the whisper of his heart. He's bringing the shift and the transition of the intercession that we've been carrying. So it's to hold on. Don't lose hope. There is a very, very, very quick transition where you will literally look around and go, I don't know how we're here. What just happened? Where are we? Into the good. Into the good. Remember how I said for myself, I felt like the Father has a whole new level of intimacy. And I've journeyed through a lot of the broken, heartbreaking part of it. But I feel like he's bringing me into a beautiful part of it. And I feel like that's what he's doing for us as a people. It is beautiful transitions. And sometimes Charles always says that the hardest transition is to go from good to great. Because if you're in a bad place, bring on the good. I mean, like, I'm jumping. What? No, I'm not staying there. I'm jumping in. But if you're in a good place and there's great, but that's a bit scary to step out there because it's fearful because what if it doesn't happen? What if it falls to the ground? I'm good now. What if it all falls away? But we have to transition into the great. And that's what I feel like the Father's bringing us on personal levels, on intimate individual levels, on family levels, as a people. He's wanting us to take the step and transition from the good, the okay, everything's okay, we're coping, it's okay, we're managing, into the great, where his blessing and his favor is just overflowing, overwhelming you in every area, where I mean, everyone knows that when anything at the hospital, I have a favor. You cannot explain it. It's just like, what do you want, Nicole? It's a favor. Like, it's just so huge. And that's the favor of the Lord is transitioning us all into great for our calling and our destiny on us. Yes, Lord. So I couldn't wrap this up without a bit of the passion. Has everyone been getting their passion translations? Yes, I love it. Let's just pause for a minute. Father, just thank you so much for the promises. I just thank you for the shifting and the transition. And I just speak to every heart where there's fears or uncertainties of not knowing and not being able to see the full picture, I just speak to those uncertainties and those fears, and I just speak the truth that the Father is holding you, the Father is directing your footsteps, he's directing your path, and I just release a stirring of hope and an awakening. I just call forth the promises that have been spoken over you for this time, this season. I call forth the answers to the intercession that your heart has cried out for your marriage, for your family, for your children. I call forth the answers to be catapulted into reality for the transition and the shift in the spirit realm. We just call forth for it to materialize, for it to become tangible. We just release that life flow in every heart, in every family, every home, every child. We just release the abundance in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you can remember when Isabel was here, the word she had for us as a people. There was just so much life flow for families and for marriages, for children. There was just so much there that we've stood on, we've been calling forth. And I just really feel like there's a shift coming for that. In that, I really felt a not a warning, but an option. That's a nice word. I really felt that the Lord in his kindness and gentleness was offering to us if we wanted to take hold, if we wanted to step into these areas. I really feel like he's putting it out there because he's asking us to invest. So it's a choice if we want to invest. And it might look a bit different for different ones of us. It might be financially costly or time or heartache, crying out, calling forth. But I felt like he said he's moving on marriages and the investment in that. Sometimes you pay a great cost before you start to reap the reward. And I felt it's not a warning, it's an encouragement that you pay the cost and sometimes you only see the cost. And sometimes you're only looking at the cost you've been paying for years and years and years. But the reward is coming if you hold on. I feel like there's another level of paying the cost and that can be a bit painful. But the reward is coming. It's coming through and the Father is releasing that. So I felt it's not a warning. It's an encouragement to hold on. The cost that you've been paying, in a lot of cases, a huge cost in relationships, painful, painful places you've walked through. And I felt like the Father's saying, you know what, just hold there. I am asking for a greater investment this year. That greater investment might be the choice to forgive, to release forgiveness. And that is very painful, and that is an investment. That investment might be to choose to let go from controlling in a relationship. And that's not easy, but it reaps a huge reward. The Father is calling us to choose an investment. What are we investing in our marriages, our family and our children and our connections with our family, our friends? But don't look just at the cost that you're paying. Start to see that he is bringing the reward of the cost that you're paying. Because I don't know if you've experienced times of your greatest heartache, your greatest pain. The Father always brings forth the greatest place of honor and restoration. And so when you pay that great price and you choose beyond it all, to stand strong, you choose, not in your own strength, but you choose to release forgiveness. You choose to hold on to the Father yet again, yet again, yet again. He's going to bring the breakthrough and the release for your hearts, and it's going to bring you into a beautiful place. So when I said it's the year for families, marriages, and children, and then it feels like everything goes wild, everything just blows up, you need to hold on to the promise that this is the fight. Like Isabel always says with the prophetic, when there's a word, it means you need to hold on to that promise. And when it seems like everything falls apart, that's just an indication to hold on to the promise of what the Father's going to release in your lives. So we've learned this a lot, that the Father gives us a word. And then say he's giving a word for the awakening of the kids and everything. And then you're like, it's just wild. It's just complete opposite direction. That is for you to grab a hold of and say, maybe that's what my natural eyes see, but my spirit sees this and my spirit's going to lay hold of this. And I choose to release forgiveness again to that person who is generally someone very close to you. Okay. And we're not talking about those distant people out there. It's all really close stuff. I choose yet again. I choose, to not hold on to the grudges. It's like he's calling us to be so quick to walk in forgiveness, because he's bringing us in a beautiful place, and holding on to stuff, it just blocks us. It just blocks us. So that's just, I just had it sitting in my spirit the last few weeks, and I wanted to encourage you that if your marriage is in a really hard place, and we say the Lord's restoring marriages, you're just like, well, whatever. It's an encouragement that the darkest moment of the night is before the dawn, the healing, the restoration, and he is doing it. His word is true. His promises are true. But the part I really felt was he's calling for an investment. He's calling for us to lay it out there, not just, you know, you get a prophetic word and then, oh, if it happens, it happens. No, I lay hold of words. Those words Isabel gave us, I just start calling it forth, release, step into it. Okay, I'm going to jump into this. I'm going to do this because he's spoken into my spirit. I'm laying hold of it. Don't just wait for it to buy you pass. Oh, la, 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 la. Lay hold and put an investment in the ground, a stake in the ground, and call forth the promises God has for you. Let's just stand. I'm not going to get to my awesome songs today. Open up your hands and your heart. And just, Holy Spirit, we just welcome you to bring to every heart right where you've put your finger and right where you're ministering. Father, I just thank you that you're bringing down every wall and every barrier, every hurt, frustration. Lord, as a people, we just, why don't you pray with me? Father, I choose to invest. I choose to invest in life. I choose to invest in your promises. I choose to say yes to your promises. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the ears of my heart. Let me see as you see. Let me hear your voice. Father, just release a shifting upon every heart. I just call forth into motion. I just call into action every word, every promise, every intercession over every marriage, every family, every child. I just call into activation the restoration, the promises. Father, we just release. Before we keep going, if you need to release forgiveness, if it's triggered anything in your heart yet again, even if you've done it before but stirring in your spirit, you need to choose again. Father, I choose to forgive this person. I choose to release them. I choose even to let them go. I choose to bless them. I choose to let them do what they need to do. I choose to bless them with all my heart. Father, just ask for a releasing of the greater grace to be able to forgive, to be able to release, to be able to bless those who have hurt us. Father, would you bring a shifting and transition in those relationships? So right now, we just release a blessing in the journey and a blessing in the season and in the process. Father, I thank you for the acceleration. I thank you that hope is rising. Father, I thank you that you would teach us to see with your eyes what you are doing. Not the mountain, but the promise, the answers. Not the turmoil, but the shifting. Father, teach us to see with your eyes. And I will just read to you from Song of Songs 4. This is the bridegroom king speaking to your heart. Every part of you is so beautiful, my darling. Perfect is your beauty without flaw within. Here, this is the bit. Now you are ready, my bride, to come with me as we climb the highest peaks together. Come with me through the archway of trust. So, Father, we just set our hearts upon you in this moment of shifting from the good to the great, of transitioning from what we've known to the unknown, to what looks impossible, to what looks crazy. Father, we just choose to set our heart and to align our heart with the archway of trust, a place of settled trust. We just choose to come with you to the high peaks, to the intimate peaks. We say yes, Lord, that we would be held hostage by your love and by your grace and your righteousness that shines upon us. So, Father, just let that blessing of faith and of trust, Father, let it rise within us. Let that faith, let that trust in you of the crazy impossible, of the whispers of your heart, of the whispers of your heart. He's just going to be whispering to your heart. And like all those stories I told you, lay hold of his promises, lay hold of his whispers, because he's bringing you into a beautiful place. Just let that just sink into your heart. Even in the impossible, he's bringing you into a beautiful place. Even in what looks crazy in your mind, his promises are yes. And he's turning your hearts to your children, to the Father. He's turning hearts. He's turning hearts. And I think our response would just be to, Father, let my heart be soft to turn. Let my heart be soft and malleable to your touch, that my heart might turn in love to those around me, to my family, to my children, to my parents, and towards you, Father. Let my heart be quick to forgive, quick to choose forgiveness, to let go of decades. I just heard the words decades of resentment. Some of us have carried decades of resentment towards your husband, your wife, or your children, or your parents. Decades of resentment. And the Father is asking, will you choose to give up the right to that resentment because you were wronged and you were wronged? But the Father's asking if you would choose to give up the right to holding onto that resentment, because he wants to release something so powerful through you. But it doesn't work when you're holding onto the resentment, when you hold hands so tight. So just respond to what the Father's whispering to your heart. You know, sometimes you don't have to feel it. Sometimes it's literally a choice that you keep on choosing. That you keep on choosing. I'm choosing to forgive. I'm choosing to let go. Father, you would be, I trust you to be my covering. I trust you to be my protection from it happening. I trust you. I trust you with my heart. Because as you become vulnerable and open, often the fear is that you'll be hurt again. And sometimes you are. But it's trusting that the Father has got your back. He's got your back. So, Father, just release that healing rain to every heart, the healing balm. Just minister to every heart. Minister your great release. Blow upon every relationship, children to parents, even little children. Even if you love your little children, but you've held resentment because of some of the behaviors that you can't change or you can't control or you don't know what to do and their behaviors hurt your heart. Father, just release healing to the parents right now. I just release healing to the hearts of the children. Just release a restoration in heart connection between parents and children, even little toddlers in the name of Jesus. Just release that heart connection back into their spirits, Father. Yeah, just don't take lightly what the Holy Spirit's doing. I feel like it's like a holy moment where he's really bringing freedom to your hearts, a freedom to love deeper, a freedom to be seen. If you need to let go of the fear of being seen, of being known for who you are, of people really seeing who you are, just choose to let go of the fear and just, Father, I choose for you to see me as I am. I choose to be the fullness of who you've called me to be. And the beautiful thing is when we're in the light, when we come in the light, it's his glory is our covering. And his glory emanates from within us then. And we begin to show his light from the places of our pain and our darkness. When we are seen in that place, his glory comes through and transforms through us.